נתתה לו, נתתה לו, נתתה לו.
Well, in the background, we hear Joel Moore with Yismach Moshe. And this is your host, Charlie Bernhout, bringing you another 2 hours of Jewish soul music. Each week, I try to bring an interesting mixture of some of your favorites and some of my favorites. I always appreciate the feedback. I did get a suggestion to play a little more of the Hasidic, the old, real good Hasidic music, which I'll be doing in the future, in the forthcoming weeks. Tonight we'll have a little Hanukkah celebration and getting ready for Hanukkah is just a week away. I remind you that if you're looking for a really memorable gift to give for Hanukkah, particularly for children and grandchildren, get them started on a love of Jewish music by purchasing some of these wonderful, wonderful recordings. I don't mean the stuff that's out there, the noise. I'm talking about some of the golden oldies and some Chazanis. You never know. You might just get somebody interested in the lifelong love of this wonderful, wonderful music. I just have to tell you, I was in a Jewish bookstore this week to buy some things for Hanukkah. And on the counter were a few CDs, and the clerk highly recommended one. Okay, I bought it. I've told you in the past that if I find one selection on a recording, on a CD, on a tape that touches me, I feel that it was worth the $15 or $16 that I pay for the CD. Not one selection would I play for you. And I was going to prepare the first 15 seconds of each of the Hanukkah songs, and the noise, the drums and the trumpet and the blaring. I'm sorry, it's just not my taste. Just not my taste. But let's go back to 1998. And this is an album by Avram Rosenberg. It was called Hooked on Hanukkah. Okay, this is doable. Let's hear Hooked on Hanukkah.
Thank you.
On Hanukkah, and hope you enjoyed that. We'll get back to that recording in a minute. If you are on my email distribution list, you received the cantoral calendar, and you also received a notice of the Kumsitz that's taking place a week from Saturday, Motzei Shabbos, the 24th of December. It's taking place at the Westside Institutional Synagogue on West 76th Street at 8:15. We have over a dozen people who are going to be coming and singing, a variation of Chazanim and would-be Chazanim. Of course, Zevi Muller, the Chazan of Westside Institutional, will be there with some friends. Cantor Burson from the Jewish Center will be there, and quite a few others. It'll be a great evening of fun and a lot of latkes, a lot of food, a lot of drink. It's really something, and I encourage you to pre-register, because it's going to be a sellout crowd. It will be a sellout crowd. And if you haven't received the information from me, just contact me at cbjmusic@aol.com, and I'll send you the flyer, cbjmusic@aol.com. However, you should be on my distribution list for the cantorial calendar and the calendar and information center. So if you're not, I encourage you in the upper left-hand corner of the homepage of the website that you're on right now, there's a box which says, please include my name on the mailing list and join, and you'll be informed. What can I do? If you want to be informed, you really should stick with it. And I'll give you more information about the Kumsitz a week from Saturday. Let's go back to Hooked on Hanukkah, and this is Hanukkah Oy Hanukkah. Sie soll auf euch sein, nur zu dem Volk Israel. That was a little bit of Lichtlich at the beginning, and then we got into Chanukah or Chanukah. And there isn't that much for Chanukah. A lot of Mo'os Tzuras, which I'll be playing. What can I do? There's just not a great, great selection of the music. Let's hear a quick version of Mo'os Tzur, and we'll hear some others. Okay, I'm giving you a heads up. We're going to hear a couple of versions of Mo'os Tzur. Yes, that's the way it is. What can I tell you? The next selection will be Mo'os Tzur, and it's the Miami Boys Choir. But first, I'm always looking for that very special recipe for potato latkes, because every year it's my tradition to make at least 250 latkes, and lately about a third of them or a quarter of them are sweet potato latkes, and they really come out terrific. And really what I find starting from scratch is you just have to do it. You need the right frying pan, of course, and I spread the stove with aluminum foil, so that I don't have to worry about cleaning up with the splattering of the oil all over the stove. That's one trick that I recommend. Okay, Miami Boys Choir with Mo'os Tzur.
Bemitzvah Humsav Betzivano Leha
Okay, yeah, Miami Boys. Well, look, what can you do? The band does take over. you know my lament. You just can't go to a simcha anymore and talk and have a conversation with your friends. You might as well just sit home, which we do. It's sad. It really is sad. The band takes over. By the way, the drums there. When I told you about the other album, it was twice as bad. It was just horrendous. It just irks me. It irks me how the band takes over. And I know if you have a band and you're a member of a band, I hope you make a good living. But it doesn't have to be so loud and intrusive. But that's the way of the world. I'm showing my age. I'm really showing my age. Okay. Benjamin Muller from Antwerp with Dre Dreidel. Thank you.
verlaufen. Hey, hey, ist doch der heilige Masche für sie dummen und mit vieles zur Wärmung genommen.
Mother!
Benjamin Muller with Dreidel. That was from a live performance, actually. Oh, well, Mazel Tov to Raisa and Simcha Marchand, friends from Toronto, on the birth of a grandson this past weekend. Mazel Tov, you should have a lot of nachas. And Simcha, you know, a lot of people aren't aware of the fact that you have been such a wonderful help to me over the years. Here's what happens. Sometimes when I record the show, I hit the wrong button, or if I get to hit it or whatever, and Simcha has recorded the programs, and I call him and say, help, and he immediately sends me a copy, which then can go in the archives. So that, among many other things that Simcha has helped me with, I'm grateful. And we wish you only happiness with your grandson. Well, the Milken Archives came out with an album, A Chanukah Celebration, and there were a couple of recordings by Bensian Miller. This is a very short version of Mo'os Tzur, and it was written by his father, Aaron Miller. Aaron was born in 1911. He died in the year 2000. It's an arrangement by Neil Levin. And let me just get to the CD. It'll just take me a second. And one, two, three. And okay, one more version of Mo'os Tzur. You don't mind.
Sir yeshi yo sir khuno vel shabaya tikkan bay sta filo se ve shom toy don zabaya yas tu khana mad baya mit tur na baya ozek ma bishir mis mor khanik kasa mis baya ru voy sov na shibe yo goin koy khikin khaya mal ri be ki shir shir be mal khzeglo ev yo doy ak doy lo voy ti es askin khal paroy ve khol zaroy ordik leven bim tilo dir kotchoy aviani vegam shom lo shukateti ivon noy gais vei glani kizur mo vadeti vi yo in ral mo sakhti ki matche yo varti toyt povel zeri povel kachi ve men shoti keroy skoy mas veroy shpi kashagugi agugi ben am doso ven yo sol loy le fakhim moy kashve gavu soy nish bus Roy shemini ni sai so ve yoy shmoy mol khiso Roy buno ve kinyono Roy buno ve kinyono vallo ay so li so Roy buno ve kinyono Roy buno ve kinyono vallo ay so li so
Wow, that was a quick one. By the way, yes, that was me in the photo. If you go to Arutz Sheva, one of the lead stories was about a demonstration that took place yesterday on 2nd Avenue and East 42nd by the Israeli consulate. Helen and I and a group of about 50 people were braving the cold. We had a Torah. I was Jack Ross. I was holding the Torah most of the time. You'll see me holding the Torah. That was given to us by Rabbi Schwartz, who graciously allowed us to use this puzzle Torah. And it was a demonstration to show our extreme dissatisfaction, to say the least, in the bulldozing of the shul near Itamar that was constructed in the memory of the Fogel family that was so brutally slain. You know, the little six-month-old child almost had his head cut off. These are the people that we're going to make peace with. And Helen brought the Torah, the regular Torah, 4 or 5 weeks ago to the shul, and there was a great celebration with a group from Americans for Safe Israel and their every 6 months on their regular trip to Israel. And there was singing and dancing, and it was such a wonderful, wonderful celebration, as you know, when the Torah is dedicated. And then last week, in the middle of the night, the Israeli government soldiers come in with Arabs, of course, on their bulldozers, gleefully bulldozing the shul. So there we were out in the cold protesting this. And yes, if you go to Arutz Sheva, the story of, I understand the lead story, one of the lead stories today is about that demolition and about our group that was protesting it. You know, obviously, well, it's very sad. It's very difficult to hold these kinds of demonstrations in Israel. Okay, back to the Hanukkah music. This is a composition by Zavel Zilberts, who was born in 1881, died in 1949. It'll again be Bensian Miller, Chazen Bensian Miller, with the Hanukkah Lichtelech.
Ihr der erzählt Geschichtelech, Meiselech, Meiselech und Zoll. O ihr kleine Lichtelech, ihr der erzählt Geschichtelech, Meiselech, Meiselech und Zoll. Ihr der erzählt von Blutigkeit, wer ihr schafft ohne Mutigkeit und Mutigkeit. Wunder, Wunder von Amor. Wunder von Amor, Wunder von Amor. Wenn ich seh euch schminklen dick, kommt a holle me finklen dick, rät ein alter Träum. Wenn ich seh euch schminklen dick, kommt a holle me finklen dick, rät ein alter Träum. Id, du hast gekriegt amol, id, du hast gesiegt amol, gesiegt amol. Gott, Gott, du's gläubt sich kaum. Gott, du's gläubt sich kaum. Gott, du's gläubt sich kaum. Oh, ihr kleine Lichterlöch, eure Geschichtelech, wecken euch mein Pein. Oh, ihr kleine Lichterlech, eure Geschichtelech, wecken euch mein Pein. Tief in Herz bewegt es sich, bewegt es sich. Und mit Tränen fragt es sich, fragt es sich. Was wird jetzt der sein? Was wird jetzt der sein? Was wird jetzt der sein?
Bensian Miller and Saul, I hope you're enjoying this. Paul, you gotta let me know that you're okay and that you're listening to this. We'll hear one more selection on the Milken Archive CD about the Hanukkah celebration. This is a composition by Solomon. It's A-N-C-I-S, Ancis or Ancis? Ancis. He was born in 1873, died in 1945. We'll be hearing Mizmor Shir Chanukat HaBayit, with Cantor Bensian Miller, and the Schola Hebraica with Neil Levin as the conductor. Bensian Miller again.
Mizmor Shir Chanukas HaBayis Nedon.
Beautiful, beautiful. I hope you enjoyed that. Okay, time for a switch now to non-Hanukkah music in the first hour, okay? This will be Aaron Ben-Susan with Ana Avdor.
Oh,
Susan with Anna Avdor. Let's hear Amen Shame Nora. Aaron Ben Susan again.
Amen, 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 amen בשיר מזמור נא וננצח ונאמר עלינו לשביח ואימרו כל העם אמן
אמן אמן
אמן
אמן אמן אמן אמן
זמרו לו יהלל שמו שמו במחול וטוב בכינור יזמרו לו הללו בדקה שופר הללו בנדר בכינור
הללו בדקה שופר
Well, we've been listening to Aaron Ben Susan with Amen Shem Norah. Okay, well, it's that time of the year when people are spending a lot of money on presents. And what comes in? Bells. Bills. Bells. Well, this is Seymour Rockoff with Rechnitz the Rejects, and it's a takeoff on the wonderful Yiddish song Bells, but this is Bills.
My wife has credit in every store. She doesn't pay with checks anymore. She sees a new outfit, a coat or a dress. She pulls out her card from American Express. She always is wearing what's latest on the scene. She looks just like a page from a fashion magazine. And I've got one suit and two pair of shoes, a broken umbrella that no one can use. 3 months I've been waiting to buy a new tie, but I can't afford it, and here's the reason why. I'm paying bills on top of bills. Boy, all of these tiny numbers, they give me a dizzy spell. So now I started taking pills from all of these bills. I never dreamed I would learn to write my name so well. Macy's Gimbals, I hate those symbols. They're always in the mail. And while I'm paying, my wife, she's staying online at Bloomingdale's. Computers must be getting thrills, computing my bills. Already I've got final notice from 26 companies. I'm getting fever and the chills, boy, from all of these bills. I'm sure that if I catch a cold, they will charge me for every sneeze. My wife is singing, cause Sears is bringing her custom tailored fridge. And I'll be crying when she goes buying the Verrazano Bridge. They're piled upon the windowsills, all my unpaid bills. There's only one thing I must do, I must call OU. Oh, UJA.
Okay, that's from the Rechnitzer Rejects albums, and that was Seymour Rockoff, very, very talented, very creative, with Bills. Well, we have time for most of one more selection, and this is Pirche Efrat, and we'll be hearing Mim Komcha.